Today we're Be'ez Hashem going to finish the sixth parak of Maseches Klayim with these last two Mishnayos Ches and Tes in the sixth parak of Klayim. So much of this parak is building off of Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Gimel we said that if you have a grapevine, you're not allowed to plant other things under the grapevine. And we also said that if the grapevine is growing on a trellis, the entire trellis becomes batel to the grapevine, and therefore you're not allowed to plant other species under the trellis which the grapevine is growing on. So says the Mishnah, Hakonim Ayotzim in Aris. But let's say you have a trellis that the grapevine is growing on, but there are poles that stick out beyond the natural boundaries of that trellis, beyond where the trellis is really, the base of the trellis really goes. You just have poles that stick out. And the reason that they're sticking out is because V'chasalei in the Paskan. You just didn't want to cut them. The Bartinu explains, So lo yinichat shamach meshadaito lahadus alein agefen. You don't have these poles sticking out so that you can grow more vines on them. Just because you didn't want to cut the poles, they were perfectly good poles. You didn't want to cut them down. So then the halach is kenegdon mutter. Then those poles are not considered part of the trellis. Whatever is considered part of the trellis, you're not allowed to plant underneath them. But this, in this case, kenegdon mutter, to plant underneath it is going to be mutter because they're not considered to be part of the trellis. In fact, if you look in the Mishnah Rishona, he has a chiddush, in the bottom of the page on the Yachin Boz Mishnah. He says, "V'nirishim ha'yuzroim tachtein v'halach ha'chadash alein v'hosif v'sayim." And not only that, even if you did plant under them, which you're allowed to do, and then it grew over those poles, the vine continued to grow and grew over those poles, and the zera grew more than 1/200 of its growth after the vines were over those poles. Mutter, kivin to shalom b'kavanu. All the plants are going to be mutter because the whole thing was shalom b'kavanu. You didn't intend to have the vines grow on those poles. You didn't do any iser, and therefore the whole thing is going to be mutter. But asan kadeshi halich alein hachadosh. But if the purpose of the poles sticking out was not just because you were too concerned or lazy to cut them down, but rather you put those poles sticking out so that new growth of the vine should grow over those poles, then aser. Then you're not going to be allowed to plant underneath the poles because then the poles are part of the trellis. And we said when you have a vine growing on a trellis, that it's considered to be that the trellis is batel to the vine and you're not allowed to plant anything underneath it. So again, if you have poles sticking out of a trellis, if the poles are just sticking out because you were too lazy to cut them down, they are not part of the trellis. You're allowed to plant things under those poles. But if they're part of the, the poles are there so that new growth of the vine will grow on those poles, then they are part of the trellis and you're not allowed to plant anything underneath it. Now Mishnah Tes discusses the iser to plant under things underneath a grapevine, continuing that discussion. So the Mishnah discusses haperach hayotzi min ha'aris. Remember, an aris is if you have a row of five vines that are trained up against a wall, that are growing up against a wall. So let's say you have new growth of a grapevine of an aris that goes from the trellis that's supporting it past the four amma area, the dalet amos that you have for the avodas hakeren. So that's what the Bartinur points out. Haperach hayotzi miloshen afracha hagefen. Kolomar masha gadol min hagefen yotze ubolet chutz la'aris. That there is the trellis that's supporting these grapevines, and there's one branch of the grapevine that grows past where the trellis supports it. It grows beyond it. Not only beyond it, it goes past four amos beyond it. The four amos around the trellis is the avodah sakarim. It grows past that. So rona sakilu mutelis tliyaba. So then you view like a plumb line is hanging from the tip of the branch, meaning whatever is directly beneath the branch itself is considered to be usher to plant in. But anything that's not directly beneath the branch itself, you're allowed to plant on. So it's called the mutelis kilu mutelis tliyaba. The Mishnah says. Bartanura says, "Hu abarzel shabonu moridim b'chavel lamata al pnei chama liros bos abinyan m'chama yishara ubo misharim imazra mechuvanim tachas haperach." A plumb line. It's what you do, what a builder will use to drop a line down to see what's a straight line, to see if the building is perfectly straight. So over here also, you drop a straight line down from the vine to see what's directly underneath it, and only the area directly underneath it is going to be aser. But there's no further avodah sakarim around the area directly underneath it. So again, you have an aris growing up against a trellis. whatever's under the trellis, for sure you're not allowed to plant. The next four amos, which is Avodas HaKerem, you're also not allowed to plant. But then whatever sticks out, if a vine sticks out beyond those four amos, only what's directly underneath the vine you're not allowed to plant. Kenegdo Aser, it's Aser to plant anything that's opposite it. V'chein Bedalus, and the same is true if you have a single trained vine that's supported by posts. So if the branch of the vine goes past the six tefach for a single vine, you don't need four amos of work area. For a single vine, you only need six tefachim of work area. So if that vine grows past those six tefachim, only that which is directly beneath the vine is going to be Aser to plant. But anything that's not directly beneath the vine is going to be mutter to plant. Now a dullis is different. A dullis is a standing post, as opposed to like a trellis is like a roof almost. So it's a question whether it's horizontal or vertical. That's the point the Mishnah Rishona makes over here. Mishnah Rishona points out uminat stadin mutra afilu betoch shisha tfachim, that when we say that you're allowed to plant the area around it, it means even within six tfachim. You're only not allowed to plant directly underneath it. Shalomer laharchik shisha lemeikir hagefen. The distance of six tfachim only needs to be maintained from the ikir hagefen. Avalas rigin va olin ein Israel tachtein vayinu d'ksani v'chein badalis. But anything that's growth beyond the ikir hagefen, you're only not allowed to plant underneath it directly. And he says diyesh chilik bein aris ledalis. The reason why we talk about a perach hayotzi min aris, and then we said v'chein badalis, there's a difference between an aris, which is a trellis, and a dalis, which is a pole that's a vertical pole. Sha'aris hi kimechitza v'gedet tluya ba'avir. An aris is like a roof. It's a mechitza that's hanging in the air. Al pnei kol ha'kerem, over the entire kerem. V'yesh la raglayim barosha mizeh umizeh, and it has supports that hold up the trellis. V'hadalis hi kolunas tukua ba'aret samuch l'gefenu madla alav. A dalis is a pole that stands vertically in the ground. So the kamash malan, the chiddush is digam b'dalis mutar min hatzadim, that even by a dalis you're allowed to plant right next to it. I might have thought that we should make a gzeira, that people will think the dullis is the ikar hagefen, it is the vine, because it's standing vertically like a vine would, and therefore I would think that you're not allowed to plant within six tefachim of it. So that's why it has to say v'chein bedullis, that by a dullis also, it's only the area directly underneath the vine that's growing on the dullis that you're not allowed to plant, but whatever's off to the sides, even just a little bit, it's going to be mutter to plant. So what if you have, though, a vine that's not supported by a trellis, it's not supported by a dullis, it's supported by a tree? Hamoteach zmura me'ilon le'ilon. If you stretch a branch of a grapevine from one tree to another tree, tachteo asur, whatever is beneath that branch that's stretching out over that area from one tree to the other tree, you're allowed to plant, and anything right next to it, you're not tachteo asur, whatever's right beneath it, you're not allowed to plant. Anything next to it, you are allowed to plant. But sipka b'chevel abegemi, let's say the branch didn't reach from one tree to the other, so you tied a little rope to the end of it in order to make it reach from one to the other, meaning the branch itself only got halfway there or three quarters of the way there, so you take a rope or reeds and you tie that to the branch and to the neighboring tree to hold it together. So then tachas hasipuk mutter, whatever's underneath the rope, whatever's underneath the extension, which is not really part of the gefen, you're for sure allowed to plant there. But asa kadesh yahalich alav hachadash asur. But if the reason you made that rope is so that the vine should grow over that rope, then it becomes like a trellis. It becomes batel to the vine, and it becomes asur to plant underneath it. Just like you're not allowed to plant underneath a trellis, that becomes batel to the vine. So to quickly review what we learned today, we learned the last two Mishnayos of Perek Vav. Mishnah Ches taught us that if you have if you have poles that stick out of a trellis, whether you're allowed to plant under those poles depend what the function of those poles are. If they have no function, you just were too lazy to cut them down, you're allowed to plant underneath them. But if you put them there so that there can be growth of the vine over them, then you're not allowed to plant underneath them. Mishnah Tes taught us that if you have growth that comes out from the beyond the four amos that are past the trellis, you are only not allowed to plant directly underneath it, but you're allowed to plant off to the sides, even within six tefachim. And we learned that if you stretch a gefen, a vine, from one tree to another, you're not allowed to plant directly underneath that vine. If it didn't reach and you extend it with some rope, you are allowed to plant under that rope, unless the purpose of the rope was in order to promote further growth of the vine over that rope. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of Perek Zayin of Maseches Klayim.